proclamation number 7199 dated the November 1st, 1958. Remorse in the beyond. Ascent. Sooner or later you'll bitterly regret the time you had lost in your earthly life, and you'll realize in the beyond what you had forfeited in your earthly life. And lost time during your earthly life is every day which was purely spent in an earthly way, when you gave no room to any spiritual thoughts, which thus did not correspond to the actual purpose that is the reason for your embodiment as a human being. As long as you live on earth, you don't take this knowledge seriously, even if you have it. Yet in the kingdom of the beyond it will burden you like a heavy stone which you will be unable to shift. You'll remember these days time after time, and you'll regret every pointless deed, just as you will bitterly regret every missed opportunity which you could have utilized for the benefit of your soul. And still you can count yourself privileged if you come to this realization in a spiritual realm. If you don't belong to those who are utterly immersed in darkness and don't even feel remorse, because they simply don't realize what they had inflicted on themselves, who will still have to struggle for a long time in order to ever get to the state when they can see a small glimmer of light and only then realize how futile their earthly life had been. For once this glimmer of light exists, the soul can still be motivated by bitter remorse to turn inwards and change its thoughts and will. And then it can be given enough strength to enable it to actively help suffering souls, and after that it will certainly progress, even if the conditions are far more difficult than it would have been possible in earthly life. Hence remorse is to precede progress. For only a soul which begins to understand will try to change its situation, and any realization will also reveal to the soul the futile path of earthly life, which will always result in bitter regret but also signify a turning point in its wretched state. But for this reason it is also of greatest significance for the human being that he will still arrive at some, if only minimal, knowledge while he is still living on earth, that he will begin to recognize the purpose of earthly life and still try to improve himself before he passes away from this world. For to be able to pass over with even the smallest amount of knowledge will always signify a glimmer of light for this soul. It will not be moved into total darkness after its physical death. It will be able to find its way about in the twilight, and in a flash it will understand and then also do everything in order to acquire light for itself. It will also recognize that much work is waiting for it in the spiritual kingdom if only it is willing to work, and the small glimmer of light will guide it onto the right path, which it indeed will take with a feeling of remorse for not having used its earthly life correctly, yet also in constant hope for help, which it surely will be granted as soon as it recognizes Jesus Christ and appeals to him for help. Then it will not be hopelessly lost, it will be able to ascend. It will just never be able to achieve the degree which results in unlimited beatitude at the Father's heart, the childship to God, which is the fate of those who on earth endeavor to fulfill the task they were given, who looked for and found unification with their Father of eternity on earth already. Amen.